working together to try to find the best plan of action, the best interventions for our drug and alcohol users within the region and beyond.
Is this being driven by the health minister? Is it been is it being acknowledged, I think is the right word, by the health minister?
Oh, yes, it is. He has been very supportive. He has sent his note of appreciation and acknowledgement to yourselves this morning. We also have the two junior ministers, Michael Veen and McCann, coming to open our research network. So we have a lot of support from the department and a lot of support from the policymakers, because in fact what we will be doing will be feeding in to that to the process via our research findings. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering who's going to benefit the most from the research. Would it be the health community, or could it be the economic community, environmental community? Might it be none of the above? Who benefits from the research done at that university academic level?
Well, really, Frank, all of the above. We aim to bring together the research findings. We have some exciting projects now in the pipeline, primarily to give a picture of the prevalence of drug and alcohol misuse in Northern Ireland, and also to provide evidence for the efficacy of the interventions and the best possible practice for our service users, and economically to see what best fits our resources. So it will benefit many aspects of our community. It will feed into policy, and ultimately it will provide a sound knowledge base for practice.
Yeah, it's not just social workers, public health workers, educational specialists, economists, sociologists, psychologists, yes, legals. It's not just a talking shop of all of those
people about
drugs and alcohol.
No, it's certainly not a talking shop. It's a very pragmatic focus. And via the research that is currently being funded, then we hope, as I say, to feed directly into policy development and help those people most at need within our region, yeah.
It is a serious problem, isn't it?
It is a serious problem, yeah.
And the university, I suppose, people listening to this programme will be wondering, are you best placed to deal with it? Is a university setting as understanding of the issue as we would expect it to be?
Well, the university setting is really a conduit for, as I say, for other members of our drug and alcohol communities, whether they be workers on the ground, drug outreach workers, whether they work in our addiction statutory units, whether they are from voluntary sectors. So we are bringing these people together, not just to sit in our ivory towers and formulate research ideas. We are working very much from the ground up to find out what is important for our community and how we can best benefit our community.
Yeah, I suppose if you're from the School of Sociology, Social Policy and Social Work, that's you getting your, if you don't mind me saying, getting your hands dirty on this one.
That's not a turn of phrase I would agree with.
Well, you see, you use the term ivory towers, and that's sometimes how we view the academics, which is in many ways unfair.
It is unfair because particularly within social work, within psychology, within nursing, within medicine, within law and education in Queen's and with our colleagues in the University of Ulster, we do try to produce research results that best affect change within the community and try to give a picture of what the real problems are out there. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence. We have a lot of different views on what's there, but we want to give a real picture and thereby give a basis for moving forward and developing, as I say, the best possible interventions for people. So in that way, we're not getting our hands dirty. We're working together in collaborative partnerships with the people that matter.
That is a very good way of putting it. That sells it very well to me, Dr. Campbell. What about cross-border? Do you have any links with any of the universities in the south on this one?
We are currently developing links with Galway and Trinity, and we have a cross-border education and research forum, and we hope to develop that further.
Well, darn, it's a great name. If there's a word for repairing something within our society, darn is a good is a good word. Dr. Campbell, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
That's Dr. Bye. Anne Campbell, researchers at Queen's University, joining forces with the Public Health Agency and the Department of Health to form the first ever Drugs and Alcohol Research Network called DARN.